What's going on, internet? Welcome to episode 45 here on The Summit. It's the podcast where we share with you all the latest and greatest gaming, anime, and pop culture news, saving you all the time of finding it yourself. If you're listening to this, don't forget that you can always find us in our Discord server over at discord.gg/thesummit. If that's not enough and you want to find us on our social media, you can always check out the links in the description below. While you're at it, go ahead and drop us a 5-star rating on your favorite platform and share the podcast with a friend, because the support really helps us reach more listeners and gain more traction for the show. Bringing you in for today's episode, I'm your host, your boy Ashy, and with me are the co-hosts who make all this possible. We're gonna go ahead and start it off traditionally with Rain, aka CJ. How was your week here on this fantastic, what, first week of February, Black History Month? How was it, brother Rain?
Oh my god, it is Black History
Month. We don't do that DEI shit over here. How was your week?
Damn.
No. It was nice. It was nice. Think about it. We got the Super Bowl coming up this weekend. Two black QBs, right?
Yeah. About 75% black QBs, yeah.
No,
one of them's 100, but I'm saying 75% total is the black. Oh, no, it's probably about 50%.
You don't like Brittany. You don't like the way she's saying fried chicken. You ain't like that shit.
Bro, what's up with that girl?
I don't know, but you know, it is what it is, my boy. But I'm happy to be here, black, staying black, got the fro, bringing it back, keeping shit whack.
Okay, cool. Ladies and gentlemen, that is live from Rain, aka CJ. He's actually, sometimes he'll be at work and in the Discord. Actually, all the time he'll be at work and in the Discord. So he's running the government up for a check. Our next host is the Mr. Electric Man himself, Razor SJS. Come on, bring us in with your piece.
What's going on, internet? Cool peoples and all that. You know, nothing much going on with me. I mean, I've been having a pretty okay week, but actually, considering it's Black History Month, now that I'm thinking about it, no one's rolled out the red carpet for me, so I really haven't had a good week, you know, for real. Like, thinking that, yeah, like, I haven't had none of that happen to me. No white people hold open door for me and
they nothing
like that. So, no. It's really crazy, right?
That is like, crazy.
I should really start. I'm glad you brought that up, Brother Ashy. You know, I'm going to definitely start talking to the white people in my life, because they obviously don't appreciate me enough. But enough about that. Happy upload day to listeners, so you have something to celebrate too, you know, just so you don't feel left out. I know inclusivity is everything nowadays, but back to you.
And y'all know everything he's saying is legit, because you heard the beep from that smoke detector in the background. Our next host, still shopping at GameStop, and he thought he was going to get Kingdom Come Deliverance 2 on time on the 4th, but he didn't. Why don't you go ahead and tell us, High Roller, when you're expecting that day one release?
So people, let's talk about GameStop. What they did to me. I pre-ordered this fucking game in November, the collector's edition, spent $200 of my hard-earned fucking money, and these bastards don't ship my shit out late. How the fuck I get delayed and I pre-ordered that shit 2 months early? That shit should have been sent out as soon as they were allowed. They shipped that shit out today, to be honest. At first it wasn't suspected of being coming out on the 10th, but now it went down to the 8th, and now it's back to the 9th. So I don't know when the fuck I'm gonna get my shit. So everybody boycott GameStop. Fuck them niggas.
You know what's crazy? We was just talking about this on the pod about pre-ordering games and shit. And hey, High Roller was defending it. Look at that. Should have got that shit from Amazon or something. And what's crazy is the fucking all the content creators got their shit early, way early. So they definitely could have got it at your house in time, especially for $200. I'd be pretty pissed, but. You know, that's what you get shopping at GameStop. There's a reason why those motherfuckers are always in the meme charts. Our next host is a man of a lot of words, and he does a lot of gaming while he's supposed to be at work. And we see him in our Discord, but he tries to act like he doesn't see our messages. The Striker TTV, how about you go ahead and bring us in for your remarks?
Yo, what's good, yo?
Oh, you a man? A few words today? He must be on the game. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have I don't know if we got a short show. I don't know where the show is going to take us, but we don't have a lot of news. It's not much, you know, different from the last month or 2 months that we've been experiencing gaming. But we do have some multiverses news, and we have some Kingdom Come Deliverance news. Just a little bit. And of course, Ubisoft can't go a week without being on the show. We have some Assassin's Creed news as well, so stay tuned for all that. But new game releases, we'll just cover all this real quick just to get the news out the way. We do have Kingdom Come Deliverance 2, which is out right now. Came out on the 4th. I guess if you got it from GameStop, you don't have it yet, so sorry.
I'll have it by the time it uploads, though, right?
Saturday?
Oh, damn. Yeah. Well, not you. Hopefully they went to a more responsible GameStop.
Well, it sold over 1 million units. So I really wasn't expecting that. That's kind of crazy. Do you think they marketed this game pretty well?
Yes, that shit was all over the place. IGN was dick riding it for like the last year.
IGN dick ride.
Every video game.
Yo, Ashley, did you have that pop up in your feed?
Kingdom Come? I actually did, yeah.
Alright, we're Razor?
No.
Rain?
No.
But it's because I follow IGN, so.
That sounds about right. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, I know High Rollers for you page is going crazy. The game really wasn't marketed anywhere, to be honest.
It was all over social media and everything. Every gaming channel, every gaming reviewer was talking about the game. Is at least, even a lot of
I see it right now next to Spider-Man 2 now available and Hello Kitty. Like it's
Hello Kitty?
Ooh. Yeah, it's in between the two.
Hello Kitty Island Adventure?
Oh
yeah.
And right now on Twitch it's like the second viewed game right now.
Is it?
Yeah, when I was looking at it earlier.
Yeah, does that really matter?
Maybe.
Okay, well, how about you go ahead and give us a little background of Kingdom Come Deliverance? What's the background of it? What's the story of it? I mean, we'll go off the first game, and why should people look into the second one, High Roller? The floor is yours.
So if you want a game that's kind of like old school RPGs, where you have a lot of missions and stuff going on in the world, whether it's the main storyline or side quests, you'll have a lot to do. Every side quest doesn't feel repetitive like most RPGs today. It's not randomly just go kill this person or deliver this item or whatever or talk to this person. Like every quest line has its own mini storyline and lore behind the world because the game is historically accurate. I can't remember the year exactly, but it's taking place like in Prague, which I'm pretty sure it is, around the Czech Republic and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And basically it's about a blacksmith named Henry who town was raided and destroyed by this army, and it forced him off into a world of adventure where he had to learn how to become a warrior and protect himself and serve his liege lord, which turned out to be his father, actually, which he didn't know all his life until later on towards the end of the first game. So if you want to check that out, that's pretty much the game is about.
Do you gotta play the first game to understand the second?
No, I don't think you do, personally, because like the only thing you need to know from the first game is why they're going in the area that they are. So that's literally all you need to know. They're literally over there trying to gain allies for war against Sigismund, the current king from Hungary from the first game, who's attacking the land.
Okay, so what about the guys like me who could give less of a fuck about the whole story and all that? But what about the gameplay? What's that like?
The gameplay, the meat and potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
The gameplay, think of like a directional based combat, a little bit more realistic, whereas like think of like you're playing like slightly more realistic version of, I'd say, For Honor a little bit. It like in For Honor you can fight multiple people at once if you're skilled enough, but it gets a little harder in Kingdom Come Deliverance, especially early on where you need to level up and learn how to summon the mechanics work, because they have a lot of different weapons and animations that you have to deal with. And the later on when you level up, whatever, you might be able to unlock what's called the Master Strike, which will kind of make you unstoppable a little bit. So like it's definitely a skill based thing to where it's gonna, where like you're not just gonna hop in and immediately be like great.
What's the great as what's far like as the combat? What's the whole gameplay loop? It's like matches or open world or what?
It's an open world RPG.
Straight up single player.
Yeah, straight up single player. And another cool thing about the world is like the world lives without you, lives on without you. So like if you miss certain events or whatever that's going on while you're somewhere else, there'll be like signs that something happened while you weren't there. Or you could like hear like some random people talking, saying that, I think someone killed this villager in this area. He's went missing in these woods or whatever. And if you go checking around that woods, you might find something that's going on over there. Mm-hmm. Or like the crime system and players remembering NPCs remembering things that you've done, like your reputation means a lot, to the point where like if you rob someone and then like the very next day you're walking by them with their clothes on, they will notice you and attack you, stuff like that. And it takes a while for them, you know, to forget that was their item that you took from them, like if you robbed them or something. Or like if you commit a crime and leave the town and come back like 2 or 3 days later, the guards will remember you. Stuff like that. So,
and is this game played in first person perspective?
Yes, it's first person perspective.
See, that's the only thing that bothers me. It's like but I will say, I think, well, obviously I play Cyberpunk in first person perspective, so I'm willing to do it. I'm just gonna need to be captivated by the story. So, no, what's the price at? It's priced at full, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 60. What, 60 on Steam, 70 on consoles, most likely.
Okay, so that's not too shabby. I guess you gonna have to play it and like give us the rundown. So you think next week you'll have a good little synopsis of the initial impressions?
Yeah, I will. And everyone check out the Summit Twitter, because I'll be recording an unboxing of the collector's edition once I get it.
Oh shit!
A whole unboxing.
Okay. Damn. Okay. Okay. That's actually
pretty dope, bro. We have another one of those.
I know, right? What have y'all been playing lately? What's that damn game y'all been playing?
As Dust Falls.
Yeah, as what's Dust that? Falls.
Yeah, what's
that? Go ahead and tell them, Jeremy.
I don't know much about it. I know. Razor had mentioned some shit about that. Actually, it's funny because it's some shit that we actually had a conversation about, like two episodes ago,
mm-hmm.
on fucking decision based, but it was more of like a cinematic thing, like the cinemas did it. This is kind of like exactly that, where it's a decision making game or whatever. Like it's driven by the decisions you make. Mm-hmm. I forget what they're fucking called. Anthropology or some shit.
Anthology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that. The story of the game essentially is that you're a family that's moving from one town and you're trying to get to another, but during the travel of you moving, there's an accident that happens. And then you wound up in this small town that's, like, I mean, it's very small and it's isolated from, like, fucking civilization almost. Mm-hmm. And there's some shit that's going down with this other family and the city and some, like, mobsters and whatnot. So now you're wrapped up within, like, the situation and these issues that this family's going through. Yeah. And you're mixed along with those. So you're playing, like, two perspective almost, you could say. And this, of course, the decisions you make will kind of drive the story, and like the branching paths to this game as far as the story is kind of insane for a game that came out in 2022. I'm shocked that it wasn't really that talked about, because this shit, I feel like this was done what, like, especially when it comes to multiplayer, if you're playing a multiplayer version of this, because we played The Quarry, and I don't feel The Quarry gave you as much, like, decisions and, of course, like, inclusivity with the group, like, if you're playing with the group, to decide.
Mm-hmm.
The gameplay is much more immersive, because you're not just deciding on a few decisions here or there. Some players can force a decision, or you could force that force player decisions. It's kind of wild. You can set that up all in game settings.
Yeah, so basically what he meant by the force settings, like, there's an override thing that each player gets that's in the multiplayer game. Each of us have three, so if, like, seven people chose, like, choice A, hey, the one person can be like, fuck y'all, and I'm gonna override to B, and you can override someone's override and go back and forth until, you know, you're out and, like, override, like, the entire group's decision for certain mm-hmm. stuff. Like a certain striker here who killed one of the main family characters last night, but he can talk more on that.
Sounds like him.
That's mm-hmm. Hold up. I knew that more remark was going to come from you. That's mm-hmm, why. Yeah. I wanted to give you the benefit of the doubt that you'd say that, but damn. That's kind of fucked up.
I play Baldur's Gate with you, and it does sound like you.
That's wild, yo. You would have, hey, if you would have played this game, you would have done the same thing too.
No, you that's wouldn't have, at all. Yeah, no, you wouldn't. So basically, another thing that it does that's pretty cool. So like, you know, like there's like in like games like the Quarry and those games, there's quick time events like where you're not making to jump over something, dodge an enemy, and stuff like that. So they have it in a way to where it randomly picks someone from the group to do the next quick time event after each one, and it chose Striker multiple times in a fight to the death, and he purposely pressed absolutely nothing.
I can't spoil it. It was just my decision was just, and I was just kind of guiding the story where it was led. Honestly, that's all I did. I was the viewer.
Okay,
it was my fault. But very solid game. As Dust Falls, it's one of those that I definitely, if you haven't played it, you're into those kind of decision based making games or watching.
It's an indie.
I don't know. Actually, I don't know who made that game.
It was some indie. It's called, hold on, something light.
Pull that up right now.
And how much is it?
It is
$30.
Free.
It's $30, but it's free if you have get a Game Pass.
Oh,
everybody has Game Pass. Like, you can't have a, all right, for everyone who's got a PC or an Xbox, we know you got Game Pass.
What's it called again?
So the game is called As Dust Falls. And the game was made by Interior/Night, who is an independent game studio, by someone named Caroline Marco. Mm-hmm. He's actually the former lead game designer for Heavy Rain and Beyond Two Souls.
Oh, shit. So the story's pretty good then.
Yeah, it's really good so far.
And it's multiplayer.
It is multiplayer, yes. Up to 8 players. And that you don't even fun. Have to play with the people online. You could actually directly connect the game to your Twitch and have your Twitch community decide or make the decisions.
What the fuck?
Actually, if you're like playing at home with family or whatever, everyone doesn't have to crowd around one TV or desk if they don't want to make choices with different controllers. They have a companion app that you can use on the phone to also make decisions in quick time events choices.
Oh shit, it's kind of cool.
That's but the phone thing is only for local.
That's innovative. Okay. Have y'all heard much about this Avowed game?
Not really. All I know is that a lot of people are saying it's rumored to might be open level, not fully open world, kind of linear, similar to what was that last terrible game that went bad? I can't remember about it. But
wasn't this the shit that maybe wrong. Rick might know more about that game, but that Bungie was supposed to be working on as well after Destiny?
No, I don't think so. I know Avowed is made by Obsidian.
Oh, shit.
And it will be on Game Pass. It's definitely an RPG. It kind of gives off Skyrim vibes a little bit with the way it looks and moves. But as far as the way the world is and what the story is expected to be, not sure yet. The game comes out in about 2 weeks, I think.
Okay.
I did not know a lot about the game 2 weeks prior to release.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of... Sorry, I'm looking at some news about GTA. Apparently, GTA's... I guess they're coming up on some type of... There's like a rumor coming down the pipeline that tomorrow that we might get some more... We might get a release date. And apparently the EA... EA had said that they may delay the next Battlefield because of ongoing competition right now.
They hiding from GTA.
Yeah, right.
No, other people, they're getting excuses. Oh, yeah, we just don't know when the day will be, you know, but we'll get in there. It's like, hey, look, I'm being honest with you. I ain't competing with GTA, so we hold it.
They go hold it. And you know what? I think people are thinking that GTA is going to be delayed till next year. I don't think so. I think they're just fucking trolling at this point. I think they're trolling because their shit got leaked early. Remember before they had dropped the trailer, their shit got leaked. And so they just said, fuck it, we're going to drop the trailer. I think because of that, Rockstar is just trolling right now. And they're like, well, shit, we just going to wait as long as we possibly can before we drop the official release date. Fuck everybody. I think that's what they're doing. But... my bad. Back to this Avowed shit. No, not back to Avowed. This, what was that game called? Oh, As Dust Falls. So have y'all finished it?
No, we haven't yet. We made it through like the first couple chapters. There should be about 3 more chapters left to do. We played for about 3 or 4 hours. It's not a super long game.
Okay, okay. Okay, and it's up to 8 players. How many of y'all been playing?
It was 6 of us.
So y'all 7. Just in one session?
Oh, 7? Oh, yeah, it was 7 for a little while.
And everybody's making the choices? Is everybody controlling characters or everybody's just making choices?
Everyone makes choices. It's like you're following. It's like you're following along and making choices as they come along.
Okay, I'm gonna have to kind of take a peek at that and see what y'all mean.
It's kind of like a voting thing as well with the way the choices are.
And no, that shit would be pretty dope. Like if we threw it up like in a game night or whatever.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
I definitely highly recommend it. The game's amazing.
That'd be cool. And that's As Dusk Falls, free on Game Pass, and how much on Steam? $30
on Steam.
$30 on Steam, As Dusk Falls. Okay, 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 okay. All right. Well, upcoming games this month, just to get this out of the way, we got Avowed. We have Marvel v. Capcom, Fighting Collection, Arcade Classics, Rogue Waters, Rift of the Necrodancer, Big Helmet Heroes, Grand Mountain Adventure, Fly Punch Boom, Civilization 7. Civ 7 is dropping this month. Alien Rogue and Incursion, Date Everything, The Legend of Heroes, Tomb Raider Remastered, Avowed, already said Avowed, Lost Records, Godzilla, Voxel Wars, Ashen Arrows, Like a Dragon, Pirate Yakuza in Hawaii, PGA Tour, 2K25, Yu-Gi-Oh! Early Days Collection, Monster Hunter Wilds, and more sales. So, pretty underwhelming games besides a few. We do have, I guess Nintendo had said, not Nintendo, EA? Who makes Madden? Whoever the fuck makes Madden. Is it EA? Yes, EA. Yeah,
it's in the game.
In at 2K now? Oh, right. Didn't they take the rights?
Nah, I think Madden's still EA.
It's still EA.
Yeah. Well, Madden said that they're planning on re-bringing Madden back to the Switch. So I guess this, well, not back to the Switch, well, back to Nintendo. I guess they left Nintendo in 2013 with the Wii U. That was the last Madden game to ever be on a Nintendo console. So they're bringing Madden back to the Switch 2. Also, Switch 2 news, we have the confirmation date for the, like, I guess the official, not the official review because they already reviewed it, but the official, I guess, hardware specs and more games coming at the, was it Nintendo Direct? It's going to be on April 2nd at 6:00 Pacific Standard Time. So we're going to get more news on the Switch 2. We're going to get all the hardware specs. We're going to get a price point. The rumor price point is supposedly $400 to $500. Somebody was saying some bullshit. They were like, yeah, I hope, they're like, if they can easily price it at $500 and people would buy it, and then they can just bring the price down later. I thought that was kind of
lost their mind,
right? I'm like that's kind of a weird statement to make, but okay, I guess. I'm like, I damn sure don't want to buy a fucking Switch at $500, I'll tell you that. Like,
what if it had a 5090 in it?
Oh, I mean, if you're doing that shit, yeah, you know. It's a steal, but it doesn't. We're talking about a device that's probably going to be slightly underpowered, slightly more underpowered than a PS4, if I even give it that leg room. For a $500 price point, it would be fucking ridiculous. But, you know, they're going to sell the convenience factor since it's a handheld and it's a console at the same time. So,
you're nice. You said PS4. I was going to say PSP.
Oh, damn.
The PSP wasn't that bad.
It ain't that damn brick shit.
Damn. Hold on. Why are we shitting on the PSP?
But we're talking about a 2008 device.
Which PSP are we talking?
Like, not the Vita, the original.
I was talking about the Vita. That's
Dude, the Vita was actually a nice handheld, man. I don't know why the Vita got shit on so much.
It wasn't that bad.
It was cool as fuck. But yeah. Also, we have the PlayStation State of Play, which is rumored to be on the February 14th. We know for a fact it's going to be this month, but they're thinking it's next Friday on the 14th. And obviously with the PlayStation State of Play, I mean, it's not really something you're super excited on. Obviously, the games they announced there are ones that we already know. But there are some speculation that we're going to get some more insight on the Wolverine project. Some more information about the Heretic Prophet, which is that new intergalactic game by Naughty Dog. And we're probably going to get some Xbox games being ported over to the PS5. and PS4 at the State of Play event. So I mean, we got that to look forward to. I don't know which. I think Forza has been confirmed already to come over to the PlayStation. And I should stop saying PS4 because I think Sony actually announced that they're done making Sony announced that they're done kinda catering to PS4 by 2026. Yeah, so
crazy it made it this far.
It's because they didn't have any fucking games. Like, they didn't have any games for PS5 for the first, 3 years? So, PS4 kind of had to keep... What, this new Call of Duty was on the PS4, right? I'm pretty sure Black Ops 6 is on the fucking PS4. It's on last gen still. Which is insane. I'm not even sure how that's running. But
that's life.
Right. So we got PlayStation Direct coming this month. We have Nintendo Direct. PlayStation State of Play coming this month. And we have Nintendo Direct coming in April, early April. On top of that, apparently, there was a Assassin's Creed live action series that was announced back in 2023. I think back in 2023, 2024 or something like that. And I think it's 2023. But apparently, that's been paused. And they're thinking about... making a new project with a movie. So I was like, okay, and it's all going to be on Netflix. So I'm kind of curious as to whether the Assassin's Creed would be better if, you know, if it even needs a live, well, everything's getting a live action these days, but if it'll be better as a movie or a live action series. What are y'all thinking on that?
I feel about that. And it depends on which one, which character they do it with. I hope they don't do something new and just stick to like a good story, like Ezio, for example, the best one. In my opinion, and they don't try to do too much craziness, like with the CGI and all that stuff. Do some of it, but don't make it look cringe. Like, make it look cool. Keep it dark. You're assassinating people, so don't.
Yeah.
Make it look like some PG-13 shit.
I don't even think it'll have to be like too heavily CGI, because just of the fact that you are an assassin, and if they keep it kind of. I don't know. I think they can make a good series out of the Brotherhood or some shit like that.
I think they could, especially if they if y'all don't know if anyone's seen like the CW Green Arrow, like if they kind of did it similar to that a little
that'd
bit,
be nice.
the way that was handled.
That'd be nice. The first three seasons, yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah,
the first three seasons.
Yeah,
not after before, that. randomly everybody could fight ninjas,
right? Hey, that show was goated, bro. Like the first three seasons was fucking goated. That shit had me hyped every time.
Everybody was catching hands.
Mm-hmm. Especially before Oliver stopped killing. Oh my God, bro. Oh my God. Oh, they're actually, speaking of CW, they're making another, what's it called? All American. And people were like, I think Twitter was outraged. They were like, just let it go, bro. Just let it go. What did you say?
No. I meant to put it in another section. Don't worry about it. We'll talk about it down the line.
Got you. Well, we do have some Game Pass updates coming. We got Far Cry and New Dawn, which just got added yesterday on the 4th. We got another Crab's Treasure. I swear, didn't this fucking... Is this a game we talked about early last year or some shit like that? We had a fucking discussion about that.
Isn't that that Crab Dark Souls game?
Yeah. I think Rain brought it up, right? Like last year or something? I don't know. Starfield's coming. It's adding to Game Pass Standard on February 5th. We got Madden NFL 25, which is being added to Game Pass Ultimate on February 6th. Kingdom 2 Crowns on the 13th. And Avowed is actually coming to the Game Pass Ultimate on February 18th. Interesting. That's almost a day one. Is it a day one release? Seems like it, right? See, Avowed on the 18th. Yeah, it's a day one release. Okay, pretty cool. For PlayStation updates, we got Payday 3, High on Life, and Pac-Man World Repack. That's kind of it for our news section, guys. For the announcement. Sorry, a little tired right now, but we do have some news on Multiverses. So there's been some controversy. Obviously, Multiverses announced that they are shutting down the game after the fifth and final season on May 30th. So they're going to be shutting that game down over there. Now, there's been a lot of stuff coming out because I guess people have been interviewing developers who worked under Tony Nguyen who was like lead developer over there, for the studio, the studio that created Multiverses. And so apparently, okay, so like one of the biggest reasons players kind of had a large decline in the game was because obviously you had lack of characters. Like, this game came out in what, fucking alpha, beta back in 2022, right? And so like when it first hit the streets, it was kind of, it was a cool concept, it was fun. They took it off for a while, they worked on it, and they brought it back officially with a lot of less features that we saw in the beta, which is something that's kind of weird. It's like, okay, well, all the good things they kind of took out, right? Didn't have any more characters added when the game finally dropped, except for what, Black Adam and Beetlejuice. Well, apparently there were like a shit ton of characters that were already created, fully kitted out, and ready to be released. Like, there was up to like 20 characters that were already ready to be implemented into the game. At the time of the launch, actually, these, just some of the characters that were included in this were like Freddy Krueger, Gumball, Dexter, Wicked Witch, Mad Max, King Kong, Scooby-Doo, Blue, Scorpion, Starfire, Johnny Bravo, Uncle Grandpa, Lex Luthor, and Gandalf. Like, all these characters were literally ready to be released. But I guess Tony, he wouldn't let these characters come to the game. Like, the only ones he let come to the game were, like I said, Black Adam and Beetlejuice, and people were wondering why. And apparently he was trying to market them for their upcoming movies. Because if you remember when they were coming out, that Black Adam movie was coming out, and I think Beetlejuice was fucking dropping as well. And so I guess he was trying to get a bag out of everything, and it ended up fucking fumbling. So people are saying that this game's failure isn't actually on Warner Brothers, it's on this guy for kind of withholding like the forward process of this game. Because I mean, when I first played it, I actually enjoyed Multiverses, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I enjoyed the game, I enjoyed the concept, the characters were fun. But then over like time, this shit just got stale, you know. And then especially when they released the game officially, the game felt, they took out a lot of good features, it felt like they were kind of updating things too slowly. There was no new characters being dropped. You couldn't even see stats anymore. You couldn't see fucking the player damage you did when the game was over, the amount of knockouts you had. Like, you couldn't see anything. It was like, it was kind of weird how they took these features off, and that kind of drove players away. And then the promise that they had on bringing new characters, we just never saw, you know. So obviously
pre-game, people wasn't
left the game. Yeah, it was pregame. So
that's understandable for a live service game like that. There's not
But it officially dropped features last year.
Yeah, there's not a lot of new features and stuff, and shit getting removed and new characters being withheld. That's what keeps the games like this alive.
Mm. Yeah, but I think the problem is he wouldn't let any of these characters come out. Like, they were already finished, done, and ready to be released. And so, like, I agree with what you're saying, but from 2021 to damn near now, 2022 to damn near now, there weren't any additional characters, like only two, which is a big problem. And so, but now there's a petition. Now, you said what?
People are still playing it till now?
No, people are not playing it. That's why I shut down. I think people left like soon after it officially dropped. I think when it officially dropped, what, summer last year? And then I think for a month people were playing it, if that. And then I played
the beta more than the official release.
Oh, yeah, we definitely did. I think we only ran like six games on the official release and then caught it. And then, too, we kept like crashing out, too. So it was like, stupid. But apparently, there's a petition going on now since all this information is coming out. And they're like, well, shit, y'all had the key to success for the game. Like, if y'all can just release this shit and actually, you know, do it right and bring the people what they want, like, we'll play the game. And so there's like a petition going on right now. I think it was trending on Twitter for a little bit, and people want the game. Like, even the studio wants the game. I guess the head honcho over there at the studio just was fucking it off. So I don't know. I would like to see the game stay. I thought it was fun, especially now that I guess in season 5, they kind of fixed all the things that they took away and they added some like really new key features that players are really liking. So that kind of got people upset. They were like, oh, well, y'all announced that the server shutting down right when y'all start to fix shit finally and add new fun shit. So that's like, that's kind of weird. And so people are pissed at that. But another game is closing out this year. So that's like the, what, third live service game now to close out. Surprisingly, though, is the Suicide Squad still going?
Is it?
No. I don't think so.
It's not? No. They shut the servers down?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Officially already? Oh, yeah, in January. They did in January. Oh, shit. Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, that's nine. Yeah, so that's the fourth then. Damn. Yeah, well, I mean, I wouldn't say the live service games are dead because they're clearly not. Marvel Rivals is fucking thriving. 500,000 players. But that's just Steam alone. But, I mean, that's just a prime example of what they did, right?
You drive or you don't, though.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's all I had on that for the multiverse thing. I don't know. I just felt like, especially like with those characters I mentioned, I think the game could have been a lot better if all those weren't withheld. I think it even pissed off the developers that were working on the game. They were like, man, we worked hard on all this stuff and they didn't even get to see the light of day. Like, it would have been pretty cool playing as like Freddy Krueger or Gumball or fucking Uncle Grandpa or some shit. That would have been pretty dope. But honestly, did anybody besides me or Razor even touch multiverses?
Nope.
All right.
Play the beta.
Just the beta?
Yeah.
Okay. What's this Destiny and Star Wars collab? What's going on with that?
I mean, well, it's got been happening, but there's just like a outfits crossover, you know, in the shop you can buy. It's just there's one for Stormtrooper, one for like a Sith Inquisitor. No. What did it call it? The Red Guards, the Royal Guards.
Oh, shit, yeah. That was kind of cool.
And then last one's like a Scout Trooper. So, yeah, it's just a little Star Wars collab.
I'll buy that.
If you hop on Destiny.
I know, right? I just don't like turning on my PlayStation. It's too much work.
First when I turn it on, but I'm gonna have no choice because that's what I got Kingdom Come 2 on.
Why?
Don't you have because the collector's edition was sold out.
On it was sold out on everything else, so you had to get it on PlayStation?
Yeah.
Damn.
And so I wanted the collectors rather than just the game.
Yeah.
Just get it on your PC, Ashy.
What?
Destiny.
Yeah, I could just download it again on PC. Yeah, that's true. My controller works now, too.
It's cross-progression.
That is very true. Yeah, I'll download it. Fuck it. Yeah, that's all I got. Y'all got anything to add? Anything that popped up on y'all radar this week? Anything you want to talk about? Anything, really.
No.
You know, so what y'all been playing lately?
As dust falls.
Crazy, what you been playing?
I'd be on Rivals, you know.
How's that going?
It's all right sometimes, you know. Solo queue reminds you that the average person is an idiot, but beyond that, it's pretty cool sometimes.
And times it's not cool?
Yeah, sometimes it's not cool. That is correct, but hey, that's the 50-50. They want you to have, so.
50-50.
Mm-hmm. 50-50 win rate.
Nick Murray.
Already knows what happened to you.
Well.
I think Razor is a GM player, bro.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You're GM?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. What's that like?
You know, it's crazy. You'd think it'd be better, right? But no, it's the same. Sometimes, I mean, You get people with brain cells a little more often, but sometimes you do get the idiots that are sharing one, you know, and you think to yourself, like, damn, what rank is this? Am I in bronze again? You know, but let me tell you though, it's dope having bands. Oh, man.
Bands?
Bands.
Oh, bands. Oh.
Yeah, it's dope having bands.
Oh, was that first there?
Yeah, but it's just for like Diamond and Up.
Oh, so, it's only for Diamond and Up?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. I guess they don't think y'all are worth it down there. I don't know. I think it'd be dope for that to be like a universal thing in comp. You know, just always get banned going because some characters are just...
Who's banned all the time?
Hulk is banned all the time because of that Gamma team up. We ban Cloak and Dagger a lot. She gets banned a lot, so that all goes away. Luna Snow for the same reason. Storm gets banned a lot because she's good this season. Wolverine gets banned a lot.
And how many bans you get?
That's two per team.
So okay.
Four game. Yeah.
Who's your first ban?
Probably Cloak Dagger for real.
Mm. Rain, where you at in ranked?
Diamond.
That's right behind GM.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Y'all, is that on PC or console for y'all?
That's on console for me. I had to hop back on PC.
I'm on Diamond, bro.
Oh shit, that's a flex. Okay. Goddamn. Striker, where you at?
Back to goal one.
Damn. How you get there?
Yeah, I just stopped caring.
It's a fuck this shit.
It's like the light left his eyes, boy.
That's your game, man. What's going on?
He was like a kid excited for this game.
I play Spider-Man. I do my thing, you know. But hey, man, I can't do nothing else about like the fucking glue lickers in my team, bro. Like, so I'm gonna just do me, bro.
Man,
he said, "I get on. I play Spider-Man."
Hey, bro, let me see how you feel about this. Though, look. If you're hard stuck and you're constantly losing, the one common denominator between all the matches is you.
Me not caring. That's what it is. Hey, right. I just so stopped caring.
I'll just care a little then.
Here we go.
That must be my problem, Smite. That's why people keep leaving.
Do got one more gaming news that actually happened today, which kind of sucks for about 70 people. It's actually in my area. This company ports a lot of games. This company called Iron Galaxy. They laid off about 70 people today, which kind of sucks. Cheese Cubes is actually one of them, unfortunately.
And what happened to my boy?
They were doing downsizing, so they laid off about 70 people today.
Oh,
damn.
Damn, the struggle.
What's up with all this fucking downsizing?
During Black History Month, he should sue him.
He should sue him.
Man, something got to be done about that.
Well,
that's an injustice.
DI is
gone.
Yeah.
Never mind. Hey.
They said Cheese Cubes was a DI hire. You got to go.
You got me. All right. Shit.
That's terrible. Damn, man. He got any leads?
Yeah, a couple. Yes, I know he had some interviews today, I think, and last week. So he says he's waiting to hear back.
Dope. What was he about to say, Razor?
I was going to say, y'all heard about, like, the, Disney, Sony, and someone else are, like, working together to try and, like, put a ban to pirating anime in the country.
Oh, yeah. Because I think there was, like, some statistics came out that majority of people that watch anime pirated. And they're like losing millions of dollars.
Disney Plus, Country Rolling, and Sony. Yeah.
Yeah. I think more people pirate anime than watching it on their servers. Yeah.
For all three.
Surprisingly, though, more people watch anime on Netflix than any other fucking platform. Specifically, Crunchyroll, too.
Oh, really? Yeah. I use Crunchyroll.
Yeah. They're like, what the fuck? So they're trying to like get some exclusivity deals going on, but. I mean, it makes sense. Like Netflix is the number one streaming, and then anime has seen a big ass boom in the last like 6 years. So, like everybody has Netflix, and Netflix actually has a shit ton of anime on it. So, it just makes sense, honestly. It's convenient rather than paying for like another subscription to watch an anime, which makes sense.
Yeah, that's funny.
Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to take y'all off topic. So, what are they gonna do about it?
What's who gonna do about it?
Disney and them.
Well, I don't know. It's in the works. It's in the works. They try.
They need to stop working on shit. They need to work on Star Wars and fix it. That's what they need to be fucking worried about.
They gotta work on whatever's leaking the money.
Damn.
That right there, that's leak. You gotta plug that.
You gotta plug it. Damn. Mm. You got leaky faucet. Shit. Pipe burst.
And they watching it on the internet.
They're doing what? Like when the NFL gets mad that we watch it on streamies.
Yeah, we gotta change that.
Well, stop it off as blackouts.
Dana White stay talking shit during UFC stuff, talking about streamies.
He's trying to get that shit shut down. Oh, nobody want to pay for these fucking fights.
This should be funny. He'd be like, if you're watching this illegally, just know you're going to get caught.
Oh, shut up, Dana.
Should be funny. Shut
the fuck up, Dana. Talking about you.
Smack you to the TV or something, bro.
Y'all got anything else? Who y'all got for the Super Bowl?
I don't watch football.
You know, I don't know, bro. Cause like, Mahomes reminds me of Brady in terms of like winning so much. I almost want to see him lose. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, automatic hating.
I need him to pass Brady before he gets that type of hate.
Yeah, I would love a black man to be better than Brady. He's already on track.
There it is.
He actually looks better than Brady did at this part of his career.
Let's get that over with.
But yeah, so I don't. But at the same time, I don't really got no horse in the race. You know, I don't. Really, I know a lot of Eagles fans, crazy enough. But
you know what's funny? My partner actually, Jalen Hurts was his quarterback in high school. They got pictures together and shit. I was like, oh shit. That's kind of cool. Yeah, I know, right? Because I guess he played for Channelview in Houston and shit. So, like, all of Houston loves him or something like that. So, I know, that's cool. But I don't give a fuck who wins. I mean, I want Patrick to win just because I want them to get a three-peat. I think that'll be a nice feat for Mahomes. Then after that, they don't need a four-piece. I think they can lose Super Bowl to the Lions or something. To the Lions, so they can pray if they can stop.
Boom!
The Lions, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know I'm saying people, man.
Okay, so we get that was like what we feel, but like, what you think the script say?
Oh, the script say Chiefs. Okay. All the way, it don't matter.
That does track. That does track.
Yeah, right. You saw him in this season. Come on now.
Yeah,
the refs on the team. They on the roster. On the roster. The memes of Patrick Mahomes don't come out of nowhere, all right?
I said it could be funny though, man. Guess what though? Saquon could, you know, come out of nowhere and fucking
Saquon run. gonna get five penalties. Too close of a game, 15-yard penalty, replay third down.
I don't know, man. You might not let it. It might not have a chance.
I mean, Eagles are playing nice, but what I've seen this playoff season is just so much upset. It's just like an unexpected. Like, we saw Washington. We saw the Ravens underperform. We saw who else? Who else did fucking terrible? Minnesota got their ass beat. Don't know how they got their ass beat by Washington. But, you know, Washington beat the shit out the Lions, too. So, guess they just swept that whole damn division. But then Washington turns around and gets demolished by the Eagles.
Exactly.
And you know.
How they performed.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I mean, right now, score-wise, the Eagles are dominating in offense this postseason. So, they're doing better than KC.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, but it's the Super Bowl, and it's Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter who playing, right? Like who? You said what?
It's a repeat, right?
It is a repeat of 2023.
The only difference is Saquon.
That is true. But you know, whoever went in at halftime, Kung Fu Kenny gonna come out, turn them up, and it's going. You know. It's gonna be on from there.
Drake off.
Hey, you saw what that boy Drake? I think DJ Khaled had said something. He was like, I got three new Drake songs on my album. And then Drake tweeted, he was like, you must be talking about Drake Bell.
Oh shit! Damn.
I said, damn.
What he gonna do? Take the verses back?
No, Josh.
And I guess DJ Khaled deleted the tweet.
Fucked up, bro.
Weeknd dropped an album.
Bro, I'll be beefing with everybody. Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, I haven't finished it yet, but like, man, it's just like, man, we can be. Bro, he be bouncing back and forth with what kind of style he want to make.
Bro, he doing EDM shit now. I'm like,
Uzi, bro. I'm like, damn. But like, at least Uzi gives you a warning he finna do the shit.
He really do.
Just like, he just does the shit. Like, oh yeah. I haven't finished it yet.
So far, I like one song. Yeah, I like one song.
Like six or seven in, but like so far, it sounded like it's just not really for me.
Nah, it's definitely one of them. It sounds like an EDM album, but that one Spanish song is blowing up right now. That shit's already at like almost 300 million plays.
I think that was the one I thought was okay.
Yeah, I guess it's for the Spanish people. You know what I mean? But I didn't know what the fuck they was talking about. And I didn't like it.
You need to, bro. You got to feel it in your soul.
I did not feel it in my soul.
Damn.
At all. But it's The Weeknd, and he's the number two artist in the world. So, I mean...
So, like, I wonder what the whole deal with him going by his name now is. What's supposed to...
Is he? Did he start that yet?
Because, like, yeah, this album is his last piece of work with, you know...
The Weeknd, right? Okay. Yeah. I don't know, bro. Abel be on some shit.
Yeah.
You know, he be high.
Makes me think that, like, he gonna do some crazy-ass shit now.
He probably is. But...
Y'all know how, like, people say, like, they say that... What's his name? Post Malone betrayed the black community.
Oh yeah.
Wow. Why?
Because his last album was country.
So, oh like, my god.
Made, and I don't know. I guess
Beyonce did it.
Yeah, and she got a Grammy for it too.
She did
enough. Man, that's wild.
She had to. It was in the script.
But hold
she
on.
Had to.
My bad. The Weeknd thing. I think his situation. He like it's a money thing. Cause
The Weeknd.
Yeah, now he can rebrand, right? Now that he's no longer making music as The Weeknd, like that the value of that, like all those records, increases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, that's nice. That's smart.
So,
that is smart. Now he's able.
Yeah,
he's able to do what?
Everything.
Mm. Everything else. Yeah,
that's a nice pun. I don't know. I got to finish the album though. But
yeah, same.
Weeknd is he's a weird artist. I personally like he's one of my favorite artists.
But it's just like yeah, he be exploring some crazy things. But
that's smart like, though, because you can attune to different people. You know, because he's got a project for everybody. You know, and he does it right somehow. Even like on the projects I don't like, but obviously are fucking popular. I'm like, okay, well he's obviously doing something right. You know. He's got music for everybody, but PND has an album dropping too, and Drake's on that album actually, which I don't know if y'all Party Next Door fans, but I'm a real big Party Next Door fan.
I don't dislike him.
I mean, you don't like good music, so
damn.
You know, I heard your Spotify playlist.
You know? That was mostly Strikers, nigga. I don't make playlists. Yeah.
Nah, don't pass that off, yo. That was your playlist, yo. Nigga, that was your account, yo. Fuck out of here, yo.
Oh, you brought out the nigga, bro. Are you serious?
That was for Ryan from Jacksonville.
Bro. He is gonna I have
like the
20 in.
Songs on there. I put like 3.
Man, Striker will plant the shit on you and say he was a fucking hostage.
Man, that meant Striker was playing all type of shit. He was playing some shit, speaking in some African language in one song, and then he was playing enough. I think there was one heavy metal song in there too.
Man, that's pretty heavy metal.
He had this.
Pull up the play. Nah, fuck that. Pull up the playlist, yo.
No, don't do that. I got y'all. Don't y'all would not do that here. All right, on your own time and your own VC.
I
gotta admit, put big foot bullshit. Like, look. Because people don't understand, like when you are on aux in a car full of people other than yourself, you are now a DJ. So yeah, I get it. Play what you like, that's fair. But you also gotta keep in mind, try to play something that you think fits the vibe for everyone else. If you can't do that, you don't need to be on the aux. I'm a fan of different shit. If I put on just a random favorites playlist, it might mix up the between different genres and shit. But if I'm just with some niggas, I know I'm put on the nigga playlist. It's different. You get different things, different situations, you know. You gotta respect
keep it safe and just throw on Rap Caviar on some shit on Spotify and put that shit on shuffle and call it a day. It's one of those one of those random rap playlists on Spotify. Just randomize a lot of the songs that are big at the moment.
Wait a minute. Drake and LeBron beefing now? What's going on?
You know, Drake just, he just been lashing out at everybody since Kenny.
Okay, he said, how I go from 6 to 23, but not LeBron. Oh, that was corny. All
right. Right. Ain't Drake a corny artist?
Right.
Like how he made it.
I guess. Why are these niggas? What is Drake good this year, man? He gonna start off the year like that?
Hey, let's stop talking about him before he sues the Summit podcast.
Right?
See, the problem is, right, and I'm sad that you said that, bro, but, you know, he had to do that because Kendrick just got
5 Grammys, bro. 5 off Grammys. A song and he called him a pedophile.
Called him a pedophile, right? What was he wearing when he was holding those Grammys?
Oh, what was he wearing? Oh, yeah, bro.
A jeans too, right?
The denim suit.
Yeah, it's called the Canadian tux, right? Right.
I just noticed that.
Right. What did Drake say in his diss to Kendrick? Kendrick just opened
his mouth. Somebody give him a Grammy right now.
You should have, like, put that as a caption or something on the photo.
He gave him 5. Oh, they did. It's all over the internet. Hey, didn't he say what's up to Drake during at the beginning of his speech?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
He did. Go back and watch the video.
Did he really?
He did. He said, Drake, what's up?
Bro, what took me out was the crowd yelling A minor, bro. That shit was funny as hell. I'm like, oh my God, bro. You know he gonna play in the Super Bowl. I can't wait till Sunday.
Hey, man. They told him he can't.
He's not gonna be watching.
They told him he can't?
They told him he can't.
He can or can't?
Can't.
Why? Oh, the white people love it. Why not?
That's crazy.
They do.
We're in Louisiana. They gonna turn up. Oh, they gonna turn up. Oh, yeah, he gotta play. He gotta at least play the beat, bro. He ain't gotta play a song. He gotta just hint at the beat, and everybody's gonna go crazy. Bro.
We're trying to set a record for earthquakes. All right, that's what we're trying to do.
Chances Taylor Swift performs in Super Bowl with Kendrick Lamar. We don't want to see Taylor Swift in the fucking Super Bowl, bro. What the fuck? She already had every game.
Wait, Taylor Swift has the pull we need to get them to let us do this.
Mm. Let us do what?
Pedophile.
Oh.
She approves of it. She was yelling A minor.
She was there.
They're behind it. It's practically legal.
She was yelling A minor. Like a motherfucker. Y'all, and then honorable mention of the Grammys. Speaking of Taylor Swift, her rival, her arch nemesis, Kanye West, the Ye himself, telling his wife to strip naked.
Bro, well, he wasn't even invited, right?
No, bro. He just showed up.
Hey, you seen the shit? I don't know if this shit's true.
Yeah, he do what he want.
He really do, man.
Yeah, y'all not gonna forget about me. The fuck?
How the fuck he get in, not invited, and onto the red carpet?
Is... Yo, so did y'all see this shit recent that he was misdiagnosed being bipolar? He's actually autistic.
Who?
Kanye.
Kanye, everything. Everybody wants some diagnosis.
Yeah, I feel like if you go in, they gonna diagnose your ass with something.
Right? Just cause. Everybody got identity crisis, bro. Somebody want to be something all the time. Okay, Fox decision on Kendrick Lamar not like us. Lyrics loom for Super Bowl. What'd it say? If he's playing it. It's blowing up everywhere if he's going to play the song. The song. Kendrick Lamar will perform Drake disc not like us. Poorly will perform at Super Bowl under certain conditions. I can't wait to see this halftime show. I think this is going to be the most viewed Super Bowl.
That's what I was saying. Like, honestly, him performing the song would make the ratings so high, regardless of whether they allow it. It's going to happen.
Hell yeah. Gonna enjoy with it. High Roller, any remarks, thoughts?
For every 10 songs that nigga released, 2 of them is good. Damn. Midrick.
That's cap. Hold on, wait a minute. Have you not heard Damn?
I have. I'll put it this way. This is what I want to pull it off. Don't get me wrong. Okay, if 10 songs released, the lyrics are 10 out of 10 every song. So it's just the fucking sound. I can't take it sometimes in some of his songs. Like, it gets fucking annoying in some of them. Like, the lyrics are always amazing, but the sound is not some shit like I can sit there and turn on in my car and bob my head to and vibe. Like, if I smoke the blunt or something, I'm not turning on no fucking Kendrick. I'm gonna turn on Future or something.
This nigga won a Pulitzer Prize from an album, from a rap album. You can't tell me that this nigga's mid, Striker.
Look out of here, man. Labels play for that
high roller. You can't do it, bro. You can't tell me that he's mid. Damn, won a Pulitzer Prize. That's never happened. That's never happened.
Yeah, Not Like Us song wasn't even the best diss. That's just the shit. He just said the wildest shit in it. Wasn't even the best diss.
Nah, that shit was kind of tough. That was kind of tough.
What do you think was the best diss?
I think the Euphoria one was, to be honest. I think that one probably cooked in my eyes.
I did like Euphoria. I think he said a lot more in Euphoria, but the Not Like Us was catchy. It was catchy.
More of a song, yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's all the niggas want. They want catchy.
Y'all ain't trying to listen to me. Y'all just trying to dance.
Hey, you know? That's the shit he be saying, too. Man, I can't wait to the Super Bowl. I think he's going to perform it. That's going to be kind of cool. I'm gonna have to park my patrol car and just tune into the Discord with y'all. I'm gonna be a shit bag that day. Yeah, I work that day. I'll be in the Discord all day though. I ain't doing shit.
Just messing with, try that shit with me.
No DEI, you gonna be unemployed.
All right, your ass gonna be laid the fuck off.
Yeah, no messing no more. No problem.
Oh shit.
You got a point there. If you hear this master, I was capping.
I was capping.
I was just a jokester.
Y'all hail, bro. Y'all hail. Y'all got anything else before we end?
No.
I'm going to take that as a no. Striker, you sleep?
Nah, I'm chilling.
All right. Well, if you made it this far into this week's episode, I'm sounding like Striker. Jesus Christ.
Why are we coming at me all of a sudden? Wait a second.
All we ask is that you spread the love by sharing the podcast with a friend. Why you got to go ahead and drop us a 5-star rating on your favorite platform, because this really helps us reach more listeners. And as always, we want to thank you for tuning in, because we will catch you next week. Peace.
The Striker TTV.
What, Hiccup?
I don't know.